The Fiqh of Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah reward him. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He is the creator and everything else is a creation. Allah does not resemble any of his creations in any way. Whatever you imagined in your minds, Allah is different from that. Allah created the humans without the need to them. He does not need anything, and he does not resemble anything. He exists without a place, without a shape, and without a form. He sent the prophets and messengers to order and teach the Islamic knowledge so that the people would practice it and worship Allah and obey him properly. Among the matters in Islam is the rules of fiqh, to know the Islamic practices according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah reward him, compiled many books asserted from the Quran and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then his followers and his students, they briefed and summarized some of his books. One of these great books is the book known as Matnul Ghayati wat Taqrib by Imam Judge Abu Shuja' Ahmad ibn al-Husayn ibn Ahmad al-Asfahani. May Allah the Exalted have mercy upon him. He said, some of my friends, may Allah protect them, asked me to make a summary that has reached the limit of summarization and the extent of brevity in the fiqh of the school of Imam al-Shafi'i. May the mercy and acceptance of Allah be upon him. It would be a reason to make the students' lesson closer to the understanding and the beginner's memorization easier. He requested that I would make lots of divisions and precision for the different cases, so I answered his request, seeking the reward from Allah and hoping that Allah would make me successful in mentioning what is correct. Surely Allah has power over whatever he willed and is merciful to and knowledgeable of his slaves. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to go through these sections and these rules of fiqh, and may Allah grant us and you the sincere intentions and the proper comprehension.